36 amend the Special Traffic Control District Code to create a uniform temporary street closure approval process.
Commissioner Novick.
So, colleagues, for the past couple of years, Commissioner Fish and I have worked together and asked the public works bureaus we oversee to find better ways of coordinating maintenance and utility work to minimize street and sidewalk closures and minimize the impact of such closures on vehicle traffic, pedestrians, bikers, and adjacent business owners. What we have here is a proposal to amend a portion of the code to basically delete exemptions to the requirement that anyone performing work in the right-of-way is required to get a permit to close the street. And here to elaborate on that is Faith Weingarten.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing the proposal. I'm Faith Weingarten. I am PBOT Temporary Street Use Permitting Program Manager. Our goal is to assure that when traffic flow or pedestrian flow is interrupted to facilitate construction, utility work, or maintenance, that there's a well-thought-out, approved plan for traffic control and pedestrian routing. This has, of course, always been the goal, but now there is a need to have the process more formalized. Although code states that anyone performing work in the right-of-way is required to get a permit to close the street, there is an exemption in code to this requirement if there is a separate city permit to do the work, for example, a street opening permit for utilities. Historically, if someone performing work in the right-of-way under a separate city permit needed to close a lane or sidewalk, they may have randomly sent a traffic control plan to the traffic engineer for input. Because many city permits give a long range of time to complete the work, it was not clear when and where this work would occur in the right-of-way. As our city has grown and continues to grow, we are requesting the change in code being proposed to better manage the right-of-way, requiring anyone whose work in the public right-of-way to obtain a lane or sidewalk closure permit fits within the current process to have a traffic control plan reviewed, approved, and tracked for specific dates. The fee assessed provides cost recovery for the activities of the program, for example, traffic engineer review time. Currently, there is an interim method in place to achieve these goals, but in order to be consistent with the permitting process in place, we would like to align this with our current permitting process for sidewalk closures and lane closures. The end result would support our goals of improved right-of-way management and coordination. And any questions?
Thank you. Questions? It looks like there aren't any. Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
This is not an emergency ordinance, so unless there's any testimony, it will pass the second reading next week.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we're recessed till 2 p.m.
Thank you.